This is the countdown.
Every Tuesday night,
89.3
FM. And here we are.
Tuesday is all we need.
Radio CUC English.
Now I'm gonna say, see, countdown is what I'm going to. Music we love, we shout it with you. Say, woo, woo,
woo, woo.
It's for you.
For you.
Music love us, it's going to get us. So on the radio, we shout another thing to. Music fest is waiting for you.
I'm Connie.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Melinda.
I'm Kate.
I'm Aspen.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Betty.
I'm Gwyneth.
Good evening, everyone. This is C Countdown, and today we will bring you a special edition C Plus. So, how is your holiday? Are you stressed out or relaxed? Anyway, today our topic is say what you want to say. And there are only four people here. Today our topic is what?
Impression.
Yeah, first impression. You guys can just say the impressions of us and anybody who has left. And firstly, we can talk something about Jan. Yeah, since you are the special one who is always, yeah, being late.
I was sleeping every day.
Like all the time.
Yeah. That's my favorite hobby, yeah.
Other things that you want to share with us? When you are not sleeping, what are you doing?
When I'm not sleeping, it's hard to tell. Eating, playing.
Playing what?
Playing games, playing basketball, playing a lot of things. I have a good school, so it just occupied a lot of my time. Then
classes, right?
Yeah, I learned to play the guitar.
Wow.
This year, so it also occupied my time. Well, just see, guitar, basketball, school, and sleeping. That's all about me.
Great. So how about your girlfriend?
Yeah, my girlfriend is... Yeah.
How was that?
So that was not bad.
Give us some details. Yeah.
Okay.
You traveled all the way from Beijing to...
Yeah, that's so impressive.
To Changsha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what was her reaction?
A little bit surprised.
Kill her early. That you're...
No. I want to surprise her. But the plans got some mistakes.
So how did she react and what did she say?
She was surprised. Yeah, of course. And then I made a plan. First, I went to see her without telling. I pretend to be a postman. You know, one of her friends is also one of my friends. So I told him I want to give my girlfriend a surprise. And she helped me, told my girlfriend, she'll mail something to her. At that time, she said that you mailed it in. And she came out, and I took my flower. That's
flower.
It.
Flower?
Yeah.
And you was the gift for her, right?
Definitely.
What flowers? Roses?
Roses, yeah, white and 22, maybe.
Why 22?
Why 22?
Because her birthday is 11th November. So I want just add up twice. So 22 is all right. You know, the roses are so nice. They are very beautiful.
Red rose?
White rose and the pink rose. They mix together. Yeah. And I also bought a wreath for her. So he can keep it and just make it live longer.
Wow, you're so different, man.
Yeah.
That kind of
wow. You say my... We thought you're the one that like sleeps like.
You know, when I was thinking about something, so you know, always these kind of idea. Also, always afraid when I was thinking.
Who taught you that, or you just know how to do this kind of thing?
Passion. You know, at that night 2 weeks ago, I saw a movie, The Fast Pharaohs, with my friend, and just excited me. So at the end of the night, I can't fall asleep. I think a lot of things. So this plan just come out. Yeah.
Sounds like very interesting, right?
Yeah.
So what's your first impression for Jan, Will?
Well, I don't know this guy. Like, at first, I don't know him much, but then I would hear other people complaining about him sleeping all the time. First, I don't know him that well, so, like, I knew him as Joey, and Naomi told me that this guy's always, like, 50 minutes late or something, and then he comes, he's like, oh, I gotta go to the washroom. Jake takes, like, another 10 minutes. I'm like, this guy.
That's one of my hobbies.
But then I knew he plays basketball, and then so I invited him to play basketball, and now we're pretty close.
I didn't see Yang in the interview, and I can't really record when was the day that I saw Yang at the first sight. At the first time when I saw Yang, the first person came into my mind is Bruno Mars. Don't you think he looks like Bruno Mars?
Kind of
feeling. Well, I saw it.
One day you can sing one of his songs.
It's one of my passion, I think. You know, I also love
really?
Bruno Mars. I told you.
Yeah.
At that time I was absent. They just told me that he was really funny, cute, with the glasses, and he can speak English very well with his English accent. And kind of laziness, but you don't want to blame him for his laziness. And next we will turn to Will.
Hi.
Hi.
So.
Fake Max.
Not Fake Max.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The first nickname of William is Pinky.
Pinky.
Yeah. And you want to know why?
I don't know why.
Can you just lay out a picture in your mind? Why do you always wear the t-shirt in pink? Like it? Or just coincidence? And now it is purple.
Well, I never thought pink was bad. I think, like, if anybody could wear pink, but I never thought pink was a bad color. It's pretty bright, and then there's nothing wrong with it, so why not?
I think pink is just also a good color, not only for women, but also for men. You know, sometimes pink just can reflect the other side of the man, so just...
The good side?
Maybe. And also the cool side, yeah, or the mat. It's very mesmerizing. So, you know, sometimes I also want to wear pink, but I don't think I can...
Pink always matches white skin, right?
I don't mean to say it, but...
okay. Yeah, that's one of my reasons. Yeah, I'm a little black compared with Pinky. Yeah. You know, my biggest reason is that I think I cannot hold it. It's just... you can't understand it. So my first question about William is that when I knew him, he's a Canadian. I said, wow, that's my first time to see real Canadian. Chinese Canadian. Yeah, that's my first time to see a banana. So, and then I know he plays basketball. I think, wow, this guy has some... and have the same interest with me, so I think I can just make friends with him very well. So time goes by. I didn't invite him to play basketball last year because our basketball court is very old and very shabby. You know, our school is the only one in China now to not have many beautiful things in college just having the food, but we don't have it now, so I think something beautiful just lost away. Yeah, don't you think so?
But we do have a lot of beautiful girls.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, I was sleeping, so yeah, I don't care about it.
What are you saying?
I was sleeping, so I don't have much time to see go around. That's it. What about you? What about your two first impression about him?
I think that he was the person that we want to enroll to work and spend time with in this radio station. Then we find that he was really quiet. Sometimes he doesn't say a lot, and then he just sit here, look at his phone. It's like that he's always absent in his mind. Yeah, but
every time he's here, he can relax to the utmost, because I think he's cute. Don't you think so?
Because he's very nice.
Very nice. When I say he's very, I just want to smile, because he's so cute, you know.
So, Rose, do you have a girlfriend now?
No, I don't.
So, did you?
Nope.
Really?
I don't know. ask the girls.
You want a girl to chase after for you?
I didn't say that, but I don't know. I think I don't have anyone that like interests me that much, and I don't think I have anything that I can interest with them. So yeah.
You're such a person.
You are cute. You
like sleeping, right?
So I spend most of my time sleeping. So.
So you guys, young.
Yeah,
you
that
guys should be together.
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Perfect match.
Okay, the audiences, if you have some interest with the Baymax, please, you can just contact with me and contact with us. For example, you can send a Weibo, WeChat, or just follow C Countdown and contact with us.
This is not a dating site.
It could be, yeah.
It can be a perfect chance. Perfect.
Yeah, so since you have known a lot about his appearance and his voice, and I think that you have picture in your mind. So if you have interest, please contact me. Don't be shy. Yeah. And next, talk something about our beautiful lady. Yeah, French girl.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi everyone, my major is French, that's why I'm called French girl. What's your first impression about me? That I'm quiet or something?
Yeah, I think that you're serious, but in fact that's not true. Talk something about your name on the WeChat. Why do you have the name Glenn Sucker? Why?
I always change my nickname on WeChat, like Banana Sucker, Yogurt Sucker, Peanut Butter Sucker, which means I'm really in love with this kind of food, like banana, peanut butter. Don't you think peanut butter is the like food in heaven?
Don't you?
Yeah, this kind of food is really got a lot of fat. That's the reason why I changed my name into like some food and sucker. Because I'm in love with it recently.
It shows my step.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay,
but my first impression about her, she's the first person among Will, among Bentley, and Hachi, just the freshmen who come to say hello to me in this our group. You know, she's the first person. So another way, she's the first acquaintance of me in the group, including Melinda and other seniors. And then I know her major is French. I think it's amazing. You know, I love France. It's a great country, has a lot of great culture, great food, and great beauties, yeah, and great sight also. So I think I must have a lot of things to share with her, or she must have a lot of things to share with me, so we can be very different. Yeah, that's my first impression.
I think that you always want to make friends with people.
Yeah.
And how about you, Will?
Well, my first impression was like me, I don't really like to talk to other people. Like, I like to listen to other people talk, but I don't like to do the talking. So, one day, at first I didn't know her that well, but one day, I went to the studio and it was me and her, and then she started off a conversation. But like, I'm the type of guy, like, I'm definitely not the one to start the conversation. So she started the conversation. I was like, oh, she's pretty friendly. So yeah, and then I started talking to her. And French, when I knew that she learned French, I'm pretty impressed, because to me, French is like really hard. It's the grammar. It just like I learned a bit of French before, and then I just gave up because it ended up being too hard.
Speak French, right? Mannequin Canadian.
Yeah, Quebec, Montreal, but not on the west side, on the west coast. How about we talk about the people who are not present? The first one that comes to mind is Bentley. When I first came to my class, I found out there was, out of 34 people, there was only 6 guys. And I was like, oh, God. At first I was like pretty lonely, because I didn't know anyone. I just came to China like a few months beforehand. And then, so this guy, Bentley, like just after class, he came up to me. And then he talked to me, and then
awesome
friend. Yeah, and I was like, oh, first guy to talk to me in school. And I knew that he really liked music. Like, I like music, and then he actually has like a passion for music. And he told me that, oh, there's this like Radio CUC, like invited me to join, and then so I came with him, and that's how I met him at first.
Yeah, I always see you guys in company on campus.
He's like my only friend, right?
So how about you, Joey? Do you have something to say about our team members?
The first impression about Bentley, cool, and like the kind of guy I would really like a little distance away from him, because he's like hard to communicate. Do you feel okay? Just go let him know that. I don't know, that kind of cool boys, I'm a little bit afraid of him, afraid that it's not so easy to communicate. And the first impression about, what about Naomi? She's such a cute girl I've ever seen, and her like Hong Kong accent. The Hong Kong accent in Mandarin is too cute to describe. Only if you listen to her.
Well, Naomi, a cute girl, I agree. But I want to talk about my first impression about Melinda. Yeah, you know, the first time you were absent, but I saw you. You know why? Because you, at the time, you just came to the door. I think you the same as me to go to the interview. But then Hachi met you, and he just said hello to you and said, you're really beautiful, you look like a foreigner. And Melinda just said, oh, you too, you look like beautiful and looks beautiful, and you are also like foreigners. So I just said, whoa, there are some pretty girls in this group, so I gotta get in the group right now.
you didn't like watch other girls, because you only got your girlfriend, you're hot. We know that, we heard that.
But
we also recorded that.
I think it's one of the men's nature to see beauties. It's one of my nature, right, William? Right? When you see some beautiful girls. yeah, that's right.
So I first went in the interview, and I saw like 3 seniors just sitting there, and I was like, oh, at that time I didn't know like
what the requirements were. I just went in and then with no preparation, and then so Melinda was sitting in the middle. I was like, oh, this girl is really beautiful.
And, oh, thank you.
And then so I was like, oh, I think I should actually try to get in. And then speaking about beautiful girls, I got to talk about Bentley. So the first time I met Hachi, yeah, was at the study cafe. So when Hachi walked in and Bentley was like nudging me, was like, yo, look over there. I'm like, oh, where? And he's like, no, that way. I was like, oh, okay. And then so Hachi just went there and sat down and pulled out their phone and then started playing with it. I was like, oh, this girl was like cold. Like, she's cold as ice. And I don't think we're ever gonna get along together if even we knew each other. And Bentley was just staring at her, and then so we, on his request, we stayed especially to hear like, oh, how her English was, so like to know that if she actually might make it to the group. Yeah, and that's how I first met Hachi.
I was the one who was behind Hachi too for the interview, and I saw you guys like watching behind Hachi and listening like how was her English? Yeah, I totally saw that, and I was wondering that you guys know each other well, and I found out that you guys didn't know Hachi, and you and Bentley and Naomi are together. That's it.
Yeah, when I first met Hachi, you know, I just said that you are so beautiful and you just look like a foreigner, really cool and a little bit cold. She told me that she was cool, always that cool. Then we just find that she is a cool bee, right?
people who say they're cool is definitely pretty dopey.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think I'm not cool, so I'm definitely not dopey, right?
You know, first time is cool and dopey, and the second time is cute and dopey, right?
Yeah. So, how about Bella? Bella,
she's talkative. Really good at talking, I mean. Always know the topic, always know what to say.
Yeah, Bella, you know, the first thing comes in my mind is her voice.
Yeah.
Her voice. Everything is so sexy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like Adele. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just her voice. So nice. And then I get familiar with her. You know, the first step I get more familiar with her is I go to Fang Ying with her. Yeah, so we talk a lot, and she thinks I'm a dopey, and I thought, yeah, she was a dopey. She also become one of my acquaintances.
All the people are your acquaintances.
Yeah.
Talk something about Bella. We were surprised and fascinated by her voice, because we asked her to sing a song during the interview, and I couldn't recall what the song she sang, but I still remember that kind of feeling.
When I first met Bella, I just remember the big glasses she wore. Well, that's how I made my first impression of her. Like, well, earlier on, I just knew her by her voice. But, like, back at that time, I didn't know, like, our group members. I just knew Bentley. And the other seniors told Bentley and I shouldn't record together because our voice sounded so similar. So that's how I started knew others, and Bella, I started knew her by her voice, but like I'm really bad at remembering names and faces, and the first impression she gave me was those big glasses.
That's all about Bella. So next thing, Gloria, my first impression about her is one word. She said to me, you know, when the interview finished, she says, "Oh, you're really so cute." And I was so happy, and I go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom to see me in front of the mirror and just do some very cute emotions. And am I cute? Well, I don't think so. I think
I watched the mirror for a long time and find I actually a little cute, just a little, as she said. So I think, you know, she's the first person says to me I was cute.
Really, yes,
she really, really, she's the first person said cute to me. So I think,
what do other people say about me?
猥琐. So I just remembered her. And then I talk about Rayman. Rayman is an interviewer. You know, some when the autonomous view, it's a little bit cold, and she just write it up and say some very funny words. And she always smiled, you know, not smiled, laughed. Yeah, it's more accurate. So I think, and she must be somebody very outgoing and very easygoing, yeah. And then I know she's a Cantonese. No, I love it, place. Yeah, that's it. That's all about our group.
How about you, Joey? What's your first impression for your senior's life? How about Gloria?
I remember on my first interview, the one who asked me question is Gloria. She's like, the other two, like, sat there quietly, smiled at me, and then Gloria, like, talking so fast and keep asking me questions, and I was like, when I get nervous, I speak really, really, really fast, and I don't even realize what I'm talking about. So, I'm so confused that time, and I feel so damn nervous, and it gave me a bit pressure. So at the first time, I thought she's so, strict.
Andrew, well?
For Gloria, when I first knew her, was my first impression was, oh, she's a Marvel fan. She posts, like, her post would be the longest post I ever seen after downloading WeChat. I can barely write, like, a 400-letter essay, and she can write this. Yeah. It was always like Iron Man, those guys, and but in real life, I thought that she was pretty strict. She told us that her attitude is like her personality is just like that, but still took me a long time to get used to it. And for Green Man, when I first started to know her, I thought, is this girl like my senior? She acts like she's younger than me. Like, it was really easy to get along with her. And she treats me like I'm like, really small. Well, that's how, like, most of the seniors in our group treat me. And
she treats everybody.
Yeah. Even Bella, she treats me like I'm, like, the younger one in here. She treats me like that. Like, I'm younger, way younger, and then I see her, I was like, she's not even that much of a senior to me, she's like not even that older, so she's really easy to get along with, and really friendly. She makes like jokes, and she can crack me up pretty easily. So this wraps up our first impression of our group members, and to the ones that who didn't come today, are you mad? Well, there's nothing you can do about it, because that's what you get.
Are you serious? Are you feel great pity?
Your chance next time. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Just maybe.
Maybe next time we talk about our music taste. Yeah. You know, that's a great topic. And I hope you will come here and share your opinions with me.
The more the better.
So this wraps up our first impression of our group members. And if... This is to the audience. If you want to hear a special topic, just Weibo us, or just leave a comment on our Weibo or anywhere we can see. We'll try our best to make it your wish come true. I think that's all. I'm Will.
Yum.
I'm Joey.
Melinda.
And we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
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 Hello, Florian. This is Radio CUC English. You're listening to C Countdown. Tomorrow, Dream to the Avley will bring you the Yale University at 7 p.m. at 89.3. Have a good night. Goodbye.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收。